Hi, Bam Bam. I have my princess music on. I'm twirling. Hi, Stella. Hi, BP. Good morning. Hi, Marty. How are you guys? I told Tuttles that I was playing my princess music. And I'm twirling around in the cold. All right. Well, good morning. Hello and welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend coming to you from colorful Colorado. Going to be really cold, Colorado. Hello, HTHAACJU. Welcome. Yep. Thank you for joining my show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you. And hit that follow button so you can join me live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I have the best people in the chat. So, yeah, come join us live sometime. It'd be great. Thank you for your downloads, love, supports, likes, shares, and I already said downloads. Love. Continue love. I appreciate it. Hit that follow button if you haven't already. You don't mind hitting it, I'd appreciate it. All right, so we have a birthday girl in the house. Well, her dad's in the house. Have a little birthday wish for a young Miss Stella, and we're gonna sing happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Put your hands up, guys. Come on. Have a super, super great day with your mom and your dad and your brothers and your sisters. Have a good day, Stella. We love you in Colorado. So happy birthday, Stella. It's Stella's birthday. Little young friend. Oh, so I'm so glad. I hope that was the right one. One or two of them. Either way, I was stomping my feet too. Happy birthday, Stella. We love you. All right, so today is Wednesday, December 21st, Miss Stella's birthday. Today in Denver, it is currently a warm 32 degrees, but it feels like 27. And we might get to a high of 48, but then it just drops from there. Around 1 p.m., it just starts going down. By 11, we're down to 2 degrees. And when you wake up, when I wake up to take the dogs out at 4 a.m., it'll be around minus 9. We're not used to this, my Canadian friends. We don't get this cold. I think the last time we got this cold, it was, I thought, 2016, it said. But, yeah, so 9 degrees, and then by 11 a.m. Thursday, it'll be minus 11, and it continues to go down from there. Let's see. They have, they even called in the National Guard. Did they do that? And hi, Annie J. Everybody popped in all of a sudden. Hi, LaRock. Hey, Annie J. How are you guys? Do they do that in Canada? I guess you guys are used to this weather. We're not. So the big Arctic front hits the Front Range around 10 p.m. Wind briefly gusts 45 miles per hour. So that's kind of the worst part of it. When it's minus below 15 is when the wind starts to come in. Hi, Mike Tampa Bay. Hi, GP man. Thank you guys for coming in. Going over the cold weather that's coming in, Mike. The cold front. Let's see. Where was I? Temperatures expected to fall dramatically to zero after midnight. The coldest, yes, 2016 was the last time we saw it this cold. By 1 p.m., it starts to drop 2 degrees, and then, like I said, minus 9. It will take, and anyway, it only takes 10 to 15 minutes to get frostbite when it's that cold, you guys. So they're saying to dress in layers if you have to go out, and they say, you know, it looks crazy, but cover your face. Cover your face all the way up, all around. Cover your face, dress in layers. Make sure if you go out that you have stuff in your car, water, some snacks, maybe something to read, something to keep you warm, blankets and stuff in case something happens and you get stuck and you're all of a sudden you're out there and it's cold and you don't want to, you know, sit in your car with the car on. So be prepared. It's just a couple of days, but be prepared when you go out. The storm is being called Christmas week blizzard could become a bomb cyclone. They're calling it a bomb cyclone. It'll snarl holiday travelers with life-threatening conditions. So again, yeah, powerful Arctic front comes through the south and goes eastward on Wednesday, and the winter storm will reach the central Rockies and the northern plains, where conditions will rapidly deteriorate. So along the front, dangerous snow squalls will produce squalls. You like that, Mike? Your weather guy? Will produce sudden whiteout conditions as snowfall rates of an inch or more per hour combined with 40 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts will lead to blizzard conditions. So yeah, be prepared. It's going to be cold here. So anybody new? Come, Lou Rock. It's cold. I can't remember where you're at, but yeah, that's cold. So again, for my Canadian friends who are used to this, in Kimberley, British Columbia, I didn't see Ryan come in, but if you did, I'm sorry if I missed you. Oh, let's see. Mike, yes, squalls are very beginning of the air from a major storm system being pushed by low pressure system initiate a wave of air. Thanks, weatherman Mike. Yeah. Oh, you did, GP man? You were here? Oh, you had kind of good weather. I hope you enjoyed it while you were here and weren't just working or anything, but I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah. You left just in time. Was the airport absolutely insane? What did you think about our crazy airport, by the way? Did you see all the crazy stuff? Yeah, it's fun. So Kimberley, British Columbia, minus 11 right now, and they're going to get to a high of 9. See, they're used to that. Southern Ontario is at 29, and they will get to a high of 34. And Halifax, Nova Scotia has a high of 37 and a low of 40. Yeah, so anyway, so that's our weather in Colorado. Be prepared, cover up, dressed in layers. Lewis bought me this fuzzy hat because I have a bright orange, I guess it's a hunting one. It covers your face and all you see are your eyeballs and your mouth. It smells awful. I even tried to wash it. I was like, who wore this? It stinks. And so he went and bought me this fuzzy. It looks like I have a big fuzzy purple head, but I don't care because I will be warm. That's all that matters. Hey, John Gale, how are you? Thank you, Mike. And welcome QAQR. So I will have to take a picture of that. It's pretty weird looking, but man, I'm going to be warm and I don't care. So all you can see is my eyes. in it. I guess it goes over, it's for a ski helmet. It fits over a ski helmet, but they told him at the store, yeah, she can just tighten it up and her eyes will just show. And so, because I freeze, I am so cold. I don't know if it's because I have so much metal in my body that I just get cold. I get really super cold. So yeah, I'll be really cute. And so our governor, yeah, he activated the National Guard to go out because there's a lot of homeless people here. So, and you know what, Lou Rock? That's what I made to give out was hot chocolate. I made homemade hot chocolate and it has little marshmallows on the top and chopped white chocolate in it. Yeah. Are you a cyborg? What does that mean? Oh, does that mean with the head, the big fuzzy head? Yeah, I guess I'll look funny, but oh man, I'll be warm. And I even have ski pants. I bought these cheap, like a bib, ski bib, I guess that's what you call. Because I get so cold when I go out at 4 a.m. and take the dogs out. But with those things on, it's a lot warmer. So anyway, we're going to move on to the word of the day. And the word of the day today, children, is adorn. Adorn. To enhance the appearance of with ornaments, it says, or to make more attractive by adding something. So she adorned herself with jewels, it says, as a sentence. So adorn, that's your word for the day. And then, let's see, I have a quote for the day today, and yeah, it has to do with being grateful. It says, at this time of the year, we are reminded of how much we have to be grateful for. My hope for you this Christmas is that you find yourself surrounded by those that you love. And that's from me to you, because I don't know. I mean, we're coming out of COVID. I don't know. But, you know, all those restrictions they put on everybody, and a lot of people weren't able to be with family members, and a lot of people have lost family members like I have and aren't able to be with family. I have all my family's in California and then one is in Arizona. And so it's just me and my household. And so I have to feel blessed for the ones that I do have around me and surrounded by you all. You guys are the best and you make my Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays really happy. And if I could do it every day of the week, I would, but yeah, it's hard. So thank you guys. A lot of us are unable, like I said, to be with loved ones. So just be happy with the people that you have around you. Hopefully you have people that you can be happy with around you, but try to be happy with the people that you have around you. And happy continued Hanukkah for my Hanukkah friends. Is it the third day, Hanny J? I think it's the third or the fourth. It was Sunday, fourth. Tonight would be the fourth night, I think. Man, I hope you guys are having fun. Do you celebrate every single night? That would be, I mean, it sounds, like it would be a party, like you're around people that you love, you know, so you get surrounded by people you love. That's great. And remember, you guys, remember I talked about the Dina Joe Kindness Movement for 2023. We're going to start this, you all. Let's learn the true meaning of kindness and start spreading some kindness, love, and generosity. We're surrounded so much by hate everywhere. Hate. And we need to have some more love and kindness in our lives. So we need to show that to one another. Generosity, love, kindness. It's very easy. So yeah. Oh, good. Yes. I was really kind of disappointed because they used to have this huge Hanukkah menorah. I'm wondering if they moved it. But they had it in one place downtown and I was looking for it yesterday and I couldn't find it. So yeah. And Mike says, yes, I agree. Bam. I agree. More love, less hate and division. Absolutely. Oh, there you are. Hi, Tuttles.
Good morning. Am I coming through?
How are you?
Am I coming through okay?
Yeah.
I got a very important service announcement to announce for Christmas.
Okay.
If your turkey is still in the freezer, get it in the fridge.
Yes.
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that. You need to do that, and you might be. Yeah, you have enough time, hopefully. So, yes. Thank you, Tuttles, for that.
Have a great day.
Bye, Tuttles. He's right. And then I've been watching, well, because I get distracted. And so I've been watching this Jamie Oliver channel, and he keeps showing this one Christmas one, planning Christmas. And he even talks about when you take your turkey out, that it should, I know that your turkey should rest, but I didn't know that he says your turkey should rest for 2 hours. 2 hours. So that's how he said he plans his menu. You know, he plans his menu backwards for one thing, which I didn't quite understand. But anyway, you plan it so that when your turkey's out for 2 hours, then that's when you pop everything else in the oven to get ready, you know, your stuffing and all that, have time to get ready while the turkey's sitting there collecting all of its juices, recollecting its juices, I guess. But I had no idea that, you have to let it sit. He says for 2 hours, get deep fried turkey for Christmas. You know what? That is really good. I've only been around a deep fried turkey once. And make sure if you're planning to do your deep fried turkey, that you don't do it close to your house, for one thing, that you don't do it close to anything that might catch on fire, like grass. Concrete is good, driveway away from your house. And hi, Peter. Make sure it's defrosted, because guess what? If you put one in there that's not defrosted, guess what's going to happen? All this oil everywhere. Don't do that. And if we went to somebody's house and it wasn't completely defrosted and it just overwent everywhere. And thank goodness they had it like more towards the street than close to their house. But yeah, a lot of people aren't very smart when they do that. We're doing it outside on cement board. Yeah, I'm glad you're doing it outside, BP, because that would be a mess. Yeah, some people do it inside their garage because it's cold. Nope. Get out there, put it outside. You know, it's nice and warm. Let it cook. But yeah, deep fried turkeys are the best. How you doing, Peter? Are you doing well? All your family in town? All right. So it seems like, hi, Michael D. Welcome. It seems like every time I look, somebody's died. Somebody has passed away. I don't know if it's all of coincidence, but yeah, there's a lot of deaths in music, too, that I have wanted to go over. It's just sad. Every time I turn around, there's somebody, and to me, they're young. I don't care. I'm 57. I think I'm young. And there's people that are 55 and just dying. It's just sad. Well, this one, let's see if you guys, it's from Terry Hall. He was the lead singer of the Specials. This is a Special song. I love them. He died at 63, still young. Terry Hall, lead singer of the English ska band, The Specials, has died at the age of 63. The band announced on social media. In the band statement, they indicated that Hall died following an unspecific brief illness. Francisco Harris? Who's that? Gosh, so many people. It's just so sad. And then we had yet another one. Rick Anderson of the Tubes, bassist, dies at 75. The Tubes lost another member, Rick Anderson, bassist and founding member of the San Francisco rock band, died at 75 on December 16th. The group shared in a statement on social media in April, Ray Styles of the Tubes passed away. And he sang. Wow, it's just crazy. I love that song. And then Primal Scream. I've never heard of these guys, but I really want to listen to them. Primal Scream, Martin Duffy, Primal Scream's keyboardist, dies at 55. Let's see. It says, Primal Scream's frontman Bobby Gillespie announced his bandmate's death in a lengthy social media tribute on Tuesday, December 20th, revealing that Duffy had died from a brain injury after falling at his home on December 18th in Brighton, England. See, that's why you don't mess around with falling in your head. You don't mess around with that. And that's like that lady I was telling you about that I helped, that she fell at the Costco parking lot. And her face was a bloody mess. And I don't know where she hit her head, but I kept telling her, and so was the older gentleman, you need to go, you know, make sure you get your head checked if you feel weird or anything. Just, you need to take care of that. And then all kinds of influencers. I don't know what's up with these TikTok influencers. I have no idea who they are. There was a whole bunch of them that passed away. And then this actress, Sony, she was the nurse on General Hospital. She played the nurse on General Hospital. Epiphany Johnson, her name was Sonia Eddy. She died at 55 years old. And I was trying to see Franco Harris. it's very sad. So yeah, rest in peace, everybody. Just sad news. I hate to bring that to you. So what is trending? Let's see. Winter Solstice. Hi, Chris Wilson. How are you? It starts here in Denver at 2:48 today. 2:48 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Winter Solstice starts. And yeah, so be ready for that. I hope you're doing well, Chris. You have a show tonight with South Ozman. Another good show. Let's see. I'm trying to say hi to him in here and it won't let me type. and I wanted to go into, let's see, Mr. Snoop Dogg is in the news. And because he has him, Snoop Dogg and Master P have been, they have made a cereal. It's like, it looks like it would be Fruit Loops. I can't tell, but it's called Snoop Loops with a Z at the end. And so Snoop and Master P had to face with some legal pressure about the name of their rap-centric cereal, Snoop Loops. The brand is set to debut soon, but the name change had to be in order before the official launch of the breakfast food via Snoop and Master P's company, Brotus, it sounds, Foods. So they didn't want us to use Snoop Loops on our cereal box, even though that's the name. That's my name, Snoop Dogg wrote on Instagram last week. We built a national brand and distributed disrupted the cereal industry. We did it with hard work and integrity. I know they're uncomfortable and scared, but our mission is to build diversity and economic empowerment, he says. So I'm not sure when Snoop Loops will be on the cereal aisle, but I mean, it doesn't say anything bad. And don't we have like a million cereals down the cereal aisle anyway? Can't he have a little spot on a shelf? I don't understand. Is it because it's too close to Fruit Loops that they want him to change it? But they said the rap centric. I mean, I don't know. It's just a little, I don't know. Unless you know who Snoop Dogg is and who doesn't. Snoop, you know, then you could say, oh yeah, that's a rap cereal. But come on. What's your favorite cereal? Huh. What is my favorite? I don't know the last time I actually had cereal, to be honest with you, but it would probably be Frosted Wheats. I know. I like Frosted Wheats. They have to have the frosting on them, but Frosted Wheats. Yeah, that's a good question, you guys. What is your favorite cereal? Because I could eat those little things. I'd like them if they were frosted all over on both sides. That would be the bomb. Those would be really good. Or even if half of them were frosted on both sides would be good. So yeah, frosted shredded wheats. Did you see your Bigfoot Loops cereal? Did you see? No, I haven't. Mike likes marshmallow fruity pebbles. I didn't know fruity pebbles came in marshmallow with a marshmallow flavor. Or do you add marshmallow to it? Okay. Franco Harris. Thank you, BP. He was a football player. Franco Harris died at 72 in sports. Let me see. I'll pull it up. Oh my gosh. It's actually so totally amazing. They sell it at Walmart. Really? Marshmallow fruity pebbles. I've never heard of that before, but isn't most cereal sugary unless you get like grape nuts or, I mean, even granola has sugar in it. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Legend, NFL legend, Franco Harris, known for immaculate reception, died at 72. The Steelers. He was a Steelers player. So, gosh, just so many people. Oh, oh, big. And he just sent me, BB, you're the bomb. Oh, dang. The hottest cereal gift is a massive half-pound Fruit Loop. Oh, my gosh. It's a humongous, just, do you just get one big old, or maybe a couple of them in there? It's bigger than the bowl. I'll have to post that. Thank you, BB. It's huge. It's a big old, huge, oh, wow. It might only have one in there. Because it comes out of the box sideways. It's so big. So I don't know. You can, that's a dunker. You dunk it in the milk. It's, yeah, John, because only like half of it, the bottom of it is in the bowl. More than you can see, even the whole circle is out of the bowl. That's how big it is. So that is absolutely crazy. They keep thinking of these crazy things. That's crazy. Let's see. Mike said, oh my God, it literally all sugar, but with great texture. It's what makes my day complete. With a bowl of fruity pebbles, marshmallow, no day complete without it. Okay, Mr. Commercial there. Yeah, you start your day with a bowl of sugar. You're all ready. You're just ready to go. I thought you ate like 20 pieces of toast too. Crazy dude. So yeah, that's, I like fruity pebbles, but I never knew that they had it with marshmallows. But I think that would be too sweet for me. Pop-Tarts and Pepsi for me. Sugar and sugar. There you go. Well, you know, whatever floats your boat. At least you're having it in the morning. You have way more, you know, you'll burn it off by the time you go to bed, John. That's what I say. And the same with you, Mike, and everybody else. Eat your sugar in the morning. That's why I should think you should have dessert in the morning or early afternoon. So then you shouldn't have it at night before you go to bed. No way. Then it goes right on your hips. Bam. Yeah, you don't want that. Or your thighs. You don't want that either. So, all right. We did some Snoop Dogg cereal, Snoop Loops. I swear I'm going to buy some. I'm going to look. And I bet you it'll be at Walmart. I bet you they'll have it there because they want to empower people. I got to look for Snoop Loops. Taco Bell, if you guys are Taco Bell eaters, I am not, but I do like green sauce. And it says Taco Bell has a new burrito coming out this week, but the fans are happier, more excited about the sauce. And it's their little packets of salsa verde that's coming back that people are so excited about. I guess they stopped making that or putting it out in 2016. So the Salsa Verde grilled chicken burrito will debut tomorrow if you want to look for that. If you just want the sauce, I don't know if it's just going to be everywhere, but the sauce everybody's excited about. And the little packets are really cute. They say to teach you how to say verde, which is V-E-R-D-E. It says ver, V-U-R / day. Verde. So it's teaching you how to say that. And then another one says, is green a good color on me? And then another packet says, I'm green with envy. So if you're excited about the green salsa verde, it's coming to Taco Bell tomorrow. It'll be ready for y'all. like I said, I haven't been there in a very long time. But more food news. Ben and Jerry is releasing a new cereal No, that's Snoop Dogg. A new ice cream. And if you guys, anybody in the chat is lactose intolerant, they said you'll be happy to know that it's made with almond milk, I believe. So you can eat it, and it's Lights Caramel Action is the name, because I guess some director, Ava DuVernay, I don't know who she is. She looks like the young girl from Cosby. That's who she looks like. Well, she helped make it. So if you're lactose intolerant, you want to try it, Lights Camera Action. And it looks like it's vanilla ice cream, salted caramel swirls, graham cracker swirls, and gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough. So not just a little bit, gobs. I love salsa verde too. That's my favorite, is green salsa verde. Mm, yum. So good. So let's see. Chris says, viewers, you will see tonight creatures we've been taught to believe are myth and legends. Yes, have always been genuine. These are photographs taken in the 60s. Yes, and they're pretty crazy pictures too. Of elves, fairies, goblins. Please don't miss these episodes. And that is on South Oz Man. Chris, I'm sorry. I don't remember what time he comes on. If you have that handy, that would be awesome to put that in the chat. Thank you. And the mic says that, as well as holding my Tickle Me Elmo. Oh my gosh, Mike, you're out of control. But at least you're happy. My Aaron had a Tickle Me Elmo. He was a huge Elmo fan. He had all the Elmos. Hi, NGZGDDTK. Welcome. Good to have you. Yeah, he had all the Aaron from the good old days. That Tickle Me. That Elmo. Elmo was great. I know. He was great. Let's see what's trending in Canada. The only thing I could really find is that there's a bunch of flights canceled and people are mad at the Saskatchewan, flights canceled and leaves many Saskatchewan residents grounded for the holidays. And it seemed like it was, all over. It just kept saying people were, that's the news. Snow creates unpredicted chaos at YVR. Unpredicted chaos at Vancouver International Airport. Environment Canada issues multiple extreme cold warnings across British Columbia. So it's going to be cold everywhere and nasty weather coming up. So yeah, once it goes past Denver, it just keeps moving and it's going across the whole country and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And yeah, you guys, it'll just keep moving on over to you guys. So be prepared. What time is it? 8:17. Oh, I have some time to go over some gifts. Well, I'm going to do some facts of the day about food since I'm talking about food. And then I'll go over my holly yay gift ideas for you guys. It's really close if you haven't gone shopping yet. Some people wait till the last minute to do that. I can't. I just can't. I don't even want to go to the store, actually. All right, Chris, put the time in there, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on strange days. Okay. South Australian. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. And then, Mike, did you say prepared? Be prepared. I did now. Thank you, Mike. That's a good one. Be prepared. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. So, you're distracting me, Mike. All right. Did you know watermelons are popular hostess gifts in China? So if you or could go to a hostess, you could bring them a watermelon and say, you know what? In China, you're supposed to give watermelons as a hostess gift. And they'll be like, what the heck is wrong with you? I don't want this watermelon. Dang, buy me a candle. No, anyway, yeah, watermelons. It says a slice of cold, sweet watermelon is one of summer's greatest pleasures. All the water in the melon's pretty pink flesh is sweet and juicy way to stay hydrated. Turns out Americans aren't the only ones who appreciate the watermelon. More than 1,200 varieties are grown in 96 countries around the world. And the terms production in the United States currently ranks seventh, while China is number one. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Maybe that's why it has something to do with them giving watermelons away as hostess gifts, it said. Wow. I didn't know that. China makes watermelons too. They're the Hi, Asha. How are you? That's crazy. I'd never noticed. I thought most of the little stickers said either like California or Mexico. Wow. Only a fifth of Americans take their morning coffee black, it says. Just 2% of Americans like their coffee black. And another fifth, which is 19%, don't drink coffee at all. The remaining 60% of coffee drinkers like their cuppa somewhere along the tan spectrum. Tan with milk, very light tan. Covers 39% of respondents with light milk, brown is 10%, and with a lot of milk is 11%. This particular survey only asked about milk, not sugar, or iced coffee for that choice. So yeah, only 19% of Americans. I can't drink it black. I used to be able to, but I don't know. It's too strong for me now. You can, GP? Yeah. Black for you. Yeah. Black coffee, no cream, no sugar. Oh, same with BP. Is it flavored at all or just black coffee? Hi, Ruku's Bear. Good to see you. Now, Ruku's Bear, he likes his beer. I don't know if he drinks coffee. Do you drink coffee, Ruku? Here's a great, well, I don't want to say it's a show. I guess it maybe it is. Well, do you call it a show on YouTube talking about the different beers that he has? It's pretty good. I like it. All right. And then one of the sweetest American traditions started with copious quantities of homemade sugar cookies, and that is the selling of Girl Scout cookies. It began in 1917, around 5 years after Juliet Gordon Law founded the Girl Scouts of America in the United States. Through the 1920s, Girl Scouts baked their sugar cookies, packed them in wax paper bags, and then sold them door to door for, get this, 25 cents to 35 cents per dozen to raise cash for troops activities. The tradition continues to this day, and now there are 9 cookie varieties, and a box will cost you anywhere from $5 to $6, and the $6 ones are usually the, like, gluten-free ones, stuff like that. Yeah. I don't even remember. We haven't, unless Lewis bought them and hid them in the garage. He might have done that because I told him to stop bringing them because he just kept bringing Girl Scout cookies home one time. I'm like, don't bring these home anymore. I don't want these in the house. And so maybe he brought them and kept them at work or put them in the garage so I wouldn't see them. Yeah. Oh, what time? We have a few minutes. All right. So my Holly Yay gift ideas, if you guys still have some shopping to do and you have an artsy person in your life. Yes, I'm a beer reviewer. Thank you, Ruku. He reviews beers from around the world and craft beers. And he even taught us how to change a keg one time. Mm-hmm. It's all tape. It's really nice. Yeah. Thin mints are great, especially when they're cold. They're good. So anyway, back to arts and sketching, like little drawing kits. They have them all over everywhere now with, they have the pencils and the sharpeners, and some of them have, soft pastels and charcoal sticks. A lot of them come with a little pad of paper already. So if somebody's wanting to learn how to draw, you could go to Michael's and find all these little kits like that. Especially for kids, those are awesome. Instead of just, you know, the normal toys, teaching them how to do something. So those are available and they run anywhere from $15 right now. Let's see, for the men in your life, some men want a new wallet at Christmas time. I know I was asked to get one. And some of them, they want the wallet that people can't, I don't know. It protects their cards, so people can't come by them and scan it. I don't know what that's called, but it protects the cards inside the wallet. And those are pretty cheap now, under $35. And well, you can get them higher than that, but they're, the ones that I saw were about $34.97. So That's a good idea. Another good idea is a, thanks, Mike. You're very generous. I appreciate that. Thank you, Hanny J. Another great idea is these chargers. I've seen the 3-in-1 chargers. If you have the active Fitbits or any of those watches and your phone and what was the other device that it charged up? I charged three things, but I can't remember what the third thing was. And you could put all of them on there at night, during the day, whatever. It's just one little thing, and you hang, you know, your watch and you put everything on there. I've seen those at Amazon. I've seen them at Costco. I've seen them at Walmart, and they're anywhere from $24 and up. And those are really cool because it's one thing and you just kind of like stick it on there. So those are cool. Wireless charger dock station. For your karaoke person or Mike Tampa Bay, who needs one when he does the weather on John Gale's show, what were you using the other day? I can't remember what you were using, but they have karaoke mics, Mike, they have karaoke mics for kids and adults from $22.99 on Amazon. And they come in all different colors, pink, black, gold, blue, rose gold. You could do your karaoke. And then I found a website that actually has 53 different gift ideas that actually give back when you buy something. They actually give back to the community. So those are awesome. I'm going to post those on the Dina Joe Facebook page, podcast Facebook page. So yeah, those are really good. I like the ones that give back and help, you know, when you buy something, it helps somebody else. So those are awesome. Let's see what Mike has to say. Yeah, I don't know about all that, but if I were to sing, I would sound like a screaming cat being tortured like a squirrel trapped. But you know what, Mike? That doesn't matter. If you like to sing, it doesn't. I sing on here all the time, and I don't have autocorrect, so heck, and we're going to do it right now. So there, if I can find it, we're going to do, today the 21st. Going to do a little bit of modern Christmas for you all today. If I can find it on here now, make sure that this is, nope, that's not it. It changed on me and I'm trying to find, there we go. Perfect. All right. So the first song, let's get ready to hear some Christmas music. I'm going to do classic Christmas music on Friday. So you might not have heard these renditions. This first one is Merry Little Christmas, and it's by Robin Thicke. A little bit about this song. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas was written in 1943 by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine and introduced by Judy Garland in 1944. MGA musical Meet Me in St. Louis. Frank Sinatra later recorded a version with modified lyrics. In 2007, the ASCAP ranked it the third most performed Christmas song during the preceding 5 years that had been written by the ASCAP members. In 2004, it finished at number 76 on the AFI's 100 Years, 100 Songs ranking of tunes in America cinema. And I think we played the Frank Sinatra one on Monday. So here is Robin Thicke with Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be ours. Oh, yeah. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Ask the children.
Hi, Dennis Barker.
Our troubles will be mine. Here we are in golden days, happy golden days of love. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. the years, we all will be together. If the face of life, hang a shining star upon our kiss. And have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Not as Mr. Robin Thicke with Merry Little Christmas, his version of that. All right, we're going to move on to the second song on my list today, and it is Shake It Up Christmas, the Tahoe version by Train. Shake It Up Christmas is a song by American rock band Train. It was released on November 1st, 2010, as the fourth single from their fifth studio album, Save Me, San Francisco. A different version of the song appears on the band's 2015 Christmas album, Christmas in Tahoe. The song was written by Butch Walker and Pat Monahan. So here is Train with Shake Up Christmas. I liked this. La, la. La, 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 la. Thank you, Uku.
December it and reassemble it. Oh yeah. Once upon a time in a town like this, a little girl made a great big wish. It filled a world full of happiness and beyond Santa's magic list. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up. Made a wish that day that the world would be okay. And Santa Claus would hear and say, I got dreams and I got love. I got my feet on the ground and family of love. Won't you send some happiness with my best to the rest of the people of the East and the West? And maybe every once in a while, you give my grandma a reason to smile. Just the season to smile. It's cold, but we'll be freezing in style. And let me meet a girl one day who wants to spread some love this way. We can let our souls run free and she can open some happiness with me. Shake up the happiness. Wake up the happiness. Come on, y'all. It's Christmas time.
Thank you guys so much. Now that is Train with Shake Up Christmas. I'd never heard that song. First time. Well, this week the first time. I really like it. It's happy. We're going to move on to another Christmas song, and it's Joy to the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Joy to the World is an English Christmas carol. The carol was written in 1719 by the English minister and hymn writer Isaac Watts, and the lyrics are interpretation of Psalm 98, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Today, the carol is usually sung to 1848 arrangement by the American composer Lowell Mason. Since the 20th century, Joy to the World has been the most published Christmas hymn in North America. So here is Earth, Wind, and Fire with Joy to the World.
Somebody clap your hands. Yes. Well, it's time. Time to bring some joy, y'all. EWF. Come on. Yeah. clapping out.
It does sound like church.
Joy to the yes. Let her receive a king. That's all right. Somebody sing joy one more time.
Joy to the
thank you, Chris. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Marty and Hannah and Faith, Mike.
Yes.
Love you guys. Thank you, Dennis. What did Peter ask you? Where did somebody how to sing solo in middle school? Did you say it? Oh, good for you.
Joy to the
somebody say joy. All right.
The Savior race.
The Savior race.
Hey, Asha. You're just in time for joy to the world. A little earth, wind, and fire. Merry Christmas, Asha. All right, that is Earth, Wind, and Fire with their version of Joy to the World. Now, the next one, this is the first I ever heard. I never knew that he really sung. And it's Seth MacFarlane featuring Sarah Bareilles singing Baby, It's Cold Outside. And here's a little bit of facts about the song that everybody was so upset about. During the 1940s, whenever Hollywood celebrities with vocal talents attended party, they were expected to perform songs. In 1944, Lauzer wrote Baby, It's Cold Outside to sing with his wife, Lynn Garland, at their housewarming party in New York City at the Navarro Hotel. They sang the song to indicate to their guests that it was time for them to leave. Garland had written that after their first performance, we became instant parlor room stars, she said. We got invited to our best parties for years on the basis of Baby, is what she called it. It was our ticket to caviar and truffles. Parties were built around our being the closing act. In 1948, after years of performing the song, Lauzer sold it to MGM. For the 1949 romantic comedy Neptune's Daughter. Garland was furious. I felt betrayed, as if I caught him in bed with another woman, she said. According to Esther Williams, the producer of Neptune Daughters had planned to use a different Lauzer song, which was, I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China. But studio censors thought that song was too suggestive and replaced it with Baby. So that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, won the 1950 Grammy Award for Best Original Song. So here is Seth MacFarlane featuring Sarah Bareilles with their version of Baby, It's Cold Outside. And it's kind of funny that they would think the other Slow Boat to China was suggestive, and then everybody had a fit about this song not too long ago. So here's Seth MacFarlane with Baby, It's Cold Outside. Hey, Duke James. Good morning.
Really,
hi, Audie. Is your mom there? Hi, Audie's mom. Thank you for coming in.
This evening has been
that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might.
He's a good singer.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how. Your eyes how are like starlight now. To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
baby,
no.
It's cold outside.
This welcome is
how
big.
Lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Yeah, he has a whole album. It's his Holiday for the Swing.
Gosh, your lips look
delicious. That's funny. Yeah, he has a whole album. And that is Seth MacFarlane with Sarah Bareilles with Baby It's Cold Outside off of Seth MacFarlane Holidays for Swing. Yeah, he's a good singer. We're going to move on to number 5 on my list today. And not much about the Christmas songs. I'll tell you a little bit. Let's see. Please Come Home for Christmas is by Leslie Odom Jr. It is a Christmas song written in 1960 and released the same year by American blues singer and pianist Charles Brown. And it hit the Billboard Hot 100 charts December of 1961, peaking at position 76. It is sometimes referred to by Bells Will Be Ringing. So here is Leslie Odom Jr. with Please Come Home for Christmas. Mr. Leslie Odom Jr. with Please Come Home for Christmas. We're going to move on to Miss Lady Gaga featuring Space Cowboys with a song called Christmas Tree. And Christmas Tree is sung by Lady Gaga. We know it was released on December 16, 2008. For digital download only at that time. It was written and produced by Gaga and Martin, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, of the Space Cowboys, who also provides guest vocals. Musically, Christmas Tree is a Christmas song with dance pop and synth pop influences. It samples the classic Christmas song Deck the Halls, as well as briefly using the lyrics Rum Bum Bum from the Christmas song The Little Drummer Boy as its intro. So here is Lady Gaga featuring Space Cowboys with Christmas Tree. Where is it? Oh, wow. It's not on my list. Well, I don't know where that one went. Maybe not. Moving on. I don't know. Oh, man. That sucks, you guys. I'll have to find it. We'll move on to the next one. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC. This song is sung by NSYNC. It was released on November 29th, 1998 as the first and only single from their second studio album, Home for Christmas. The song charted at 37 on the top 40 mainstream chart, and the single was also the second from NSYNC's European seasonal album, The Winter Album. So here is NSYNC with Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. That one I have. You are the bomb, BP. You are so awesome. Thank you. Everybody does a Christmas song, it seems like, right? I think we should have Christmas throughout the year. We need this happiness so much, man, right now. It puts a smile on my face, so I hope it does for you. That is NSYNC with Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And thank you, BP. Let's see. We're going to bring up, I should have left that playing. Well, they have this little, let's see, skip ad. Now I just need to turn it on. Here's the Lady Gaga. Tony Bennett's in the video, even though he doesn't play on this song, I don't think, just the Space Cowboys, but he's at her party. Now the video, Tony Bennett's like coming around the library books and coming to find her. Oh, now they're gonna do the thing, I think. That's all she sings, but that is Lady Gaga. I haven't heard the Space Cowboys yet, and she's dancing with Tony Bennett. It's called The Christmas Tree. So if you want to see her with Tony Bennett, look up that video, Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga. Let me get out of here real quick. And not that one. I know I had another one. Let's see. This one is one for BP. The Tractors, and it's the Santa Claus Boogie, guys. Let's get ready to boogie.
Believe in Santa Claus. My Uncle Henry's got a bad back. When he tries to walk, you hear him pop and crack. But at Christmas time, the spirit sets him free. He jumps and hollers doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus. All right.
I like it. I've never heard it before. It's good.
I knew an Indian girl. She was way too young. She liked to talk dirty in a native tongue. You never seen nobody shake and shimmy like an Indian dancer doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus boogie.
Okay.
It's a Santa Claus boogie.
That is the Tractors with Santa Claus Boogie. One, I didn't have any information on it because that was for BB. All right, we're going to move on to the next one on my list. Thank you so much for sending me that Lady Gaga one. It saved me timing it. I appreciate you. Is Jessie J, and the song is Man with the Bag. And about this song, everybody's waiting for The Man with the Bag is a Christmas song written in 1950 by Irving Taylor, Dudley Brooks, and Hal Stanley. The man with the bag is referred to, of course, Santa Claus, who drops off presents from his sleigh to people who have been extra special. The song was originally made popular by K-Star and regularly appeared on the Billboard's list of most popular Christmas songs in the early 50s. Jessie J covered the song for an advert for Boots during Christmas of 2015. The version was released as a single titled Man with the Bag, and it charted on the UK singles chart to number 70 in 2020 and number 85 in 21. And in 2022, it was certified silver by the British PBI industry. Here is Jessie J with Man with the Bag.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again.
Thank you, Peter. BB and Marnie, thank you. Thank you, Chris.
To the prayers that you made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest.
Thank you,
you
Hanny.
Ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Christmas is here again.
Thank you, John. They're the best. That is Jessie J with Man with the Bag. Yeah, when I was coming home yesterday, there is a huge tree. It's actually really beautiful. They have it lit up year round. It's a huge cottonwood tree. And I guess they were changing the lights on it. It's all usually just white twinkle lights. And they were dressed up. There was Santa Claus and all of his elves, and they were going up on that machine to change the lights. And I'm trying to get my camera and able to get one picture. It wasn't a great picture before the light turned, but it was just funny to see these, you know, these guys putting up lights, being festive. They were all dressed up. The company probably made them dress up like Santa and the elves putting on the Christmas lights. It was cute. I liked it. I had to go back and take a picture of that tree. It's really pretty. So the next song, I have nothing on it. All I know, it's Come Home to You, and it's by American Authors. Couldn't find anything on it. So here we go. American Authors with Come Home to You.
Got that text of you in my room.
that's nice, Peter. Thank you, Audie. I bet they love that.
But relationships over the phone can be hard. They strain the heart. But I swear, this year we'll go back to the start. Cause I just need to see you this Christmas. This Christmas. I'll be coming home.
Thank you, Duke James. Appreciate you. You too, my friend. Be safe out there. Not as American authors with Coming Home to You. Coming Home to You. We're going to move on to the next song I have on the list, and it is Ariana Grande with Santa Tell Me. And I don't know why. I mean, I know it was her, but it always reminds me of Mariah Carey for some reason. So Santa Tell Me is the Christmas song recorded by Ariana Grande. It is written by Grande and a couple of other people that I cannot pronounce her name. So, and it was released in December 17th of 2013. Here she is singing Santa Tell Me.
Tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if you won't be here next year. Santa, tell me if he really cares. Cause I can give it all away if he won't be here next year. Feeling Christmas all around and trying to play it cool. But it's hard to focus when I see him walking across the room. Let it snow is blasting now, but I won't get in the mood. I'm avoiding every mistletoe until I know it's true love that he thinks of. So next Christmas, I'm not all alone, boy. Santa, tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if he won't be here.
Welcome, HTHAACGY. Welcome.
If he really cares, cause I can give it all away.
All right. Have a good day, Mike. Love you too. Thank you so much. That is Miss Aria Grande with Santa Tell Me. All right, Santa Tell Her. And we're going to move on to a rendition I've never heard, and it's by The Vamps, the band The Vamps, and it's the song Hallelujah. Hallelujah is a song written by Canadian singer Leonard Cohen, originally released on his album Various Positions in 1984. Achieving little initial success, the song found greater popular acclaim through a new version recorded by John Cale in 1991. Cale's version inspired a 1994 recording by Jeff Buckley that in 2014 was ranked 259 on the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. That's the one I know, is by Jeff Buckley. It's really good. It reminds me of Shrek. And yeah, the song achieved widespread popularity after Cale's version was used in the 2001 film Shrek. But here are the Vamps with their version. I hope it's good. Oh, Hallelujah.
A secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor four, and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw him bathing on the moon. Beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throat and she cut your hair from your lips. She drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
And that is the Vamps with Hallelujah. They don't even look like they're 21 years old. They look youngsters. All right, the next one. I liked this rendition of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Jordan Smith. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch is the Christmas song that was originally written and composed for the 1966 animated special, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The lyrics were written by Theodore Dr. Seuss Grissell. The music was composed by Albert Hogg, and the song was performed by Thurl Ravencroft. Because Ravencroft was not credited in the closing credits of the special, it is often mistakenly attributed to Boris Karloff, who served as narrator and voice of Grinch in the special, but who he himself was not a trained singer. Until Ravencroft was publicly credited, even Tennessee Earl Ford was also speculated to be behind the voice of the song. The soundtrack to the special won Grammy Award for Best Album for Children at the 10th Annual Grammy Award. So here is Jordan Smith with her version of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Or his version. Thank you guys for the likes, Riku and Hanny. Peter, thank you. Billy D came in right on Mr. Grinch? No. Welcome, QA, QR, QFNA. A lot of Qs. Welcome. Oh, that is Jordan Smith with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
You're a
In a vile one on top of that. All right, we're going to move on to Toby Mac featuring Nerva Reach with This Christmas, Father of the Fatherless. I couldn't find a whole lot about the song. Christmas in Diverse Cities, the album by Toby Mac. It is his fifth studio album. It was released on October 4th, 2011. And the re-release of the album excluded a few tracks, but included a couple new ones. Nothing about the song. Toby Mac is great, featuring Nerva Reach with This Christmas, Father of the Fatherless. It's a mouthful.
Johnny never got his wish December 25th. That's what he said when we left the orphanage. 9 years old, but Johnny was an old soul. Gonna spend his first Christmas in a real hall. Then he showed me a picture he made the night before. A drawing of a man standing outside the door. He said, I see him in my dream. It comforts me when I can't sleep.
Father of the fatherless, they bring you something for this Christmas. This Christmas.
Staring at the sky, I said I do. I saw a sparkle in his eye. Been driving for the weekend, responding to the season. I took a chance to give us better than receiving. Two nights, a new family, some holiday cheer. We lied, the sun came on a midnight clear. We gave, received, and as we headed to a close, we looked to the heavens and it started snowing.
Father of the fatherless, they bring you something for this Christmas.
Yes, let's not forget all the people that are alone.
Religion, that God our Father accepts us pure and faultless, is this, that we look after orphans and women in their distress. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Amen. That is Toby Mac featuring Nerva Reach with This Christmas, Father of the Fatherless. Good song. We need to move on now. The next one I have is Owl City with Kiss Me Baby, It's Christmas Time. A lot of these are hard to find stuff about because they're Christmas music, but I just found a little bit about the group. Owl City is an American electronic music project created in 2007 in Owatonna, Minnesota. Oh gosh, sorry, Minnesota. It is one of the several projects by singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Adam Young, who created the project while experimenting with music in his parents' basement. Owl City developed a following on social media. Network site MySpace, man, that was a long time ago, like many musicians who achieved success in the late 2000s before signing with Universal Republic Records in 2008. So in 2014, Owl City released this single, Kiss Me Babe, It's Time. It's Christmas Time. So here it is.
And I'm warm inside, despite the bitter cold. Cause you're here with me, and I guarantee my heart is yours to hold. So we smile below this mistletoe, as if we need a hint. And the falling snow, well, I bet it knows how love can pull you in. Oh, little lights flash in your eyes, glowing by the fire.
Thank you, guys. Bye, Peter. Have a good day. Be safe out there. The cold weather.
Kiss me, baby, it's Christmas time.
That is Owl City with Kiss Me Babe. It's Christmas time. All right. And speaking of Mr. Snoop Dogg earlier in the cast, we have Winter Wonderland, Here Comes Santa Claus from the Pitch Perfect soundtrack. Winter Wonderland, Here Comes Santa Claus is the track sang by Snoop Dogg and Anna Kendrick in the movie Pitch Perfect 2. Kendrick played the character Becca Mitchell, who was working at a recording studio when her boss asked if anyone could make Snoop Dogg's cover of Winter Wonderland sound different from any other Christmas song, and Becca sang Here Comes Santa Claus over it. So here it is, Snoop Dogg with Anna Kendrick with Winter Wonderland, Here Comes Santa Claus.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Break down Santa Claus Lane. Mixing, blitzing, all his reindeer pulling on the reins.
Roll away. Is the bluebird here to stay? Is the new bird? He sings a love song as we go along,
walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can hear the snowman, and pretend that he is twice around.
Yes, say are you merry, we'll say amen.
But you can do it to what you intend.
Here comes Santa Claus.
As we dream by the fire.
Here comes Santa Claus.
To face and afraid, the plans that we made.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
All right, that is Snoop Dogg with Anna Kendrick with Winter Wonderland. Here comes Santa Claus. All right, that was interesting. All right, we're going to move on to the next one on my list, and it is that's on here twice. This is the last one on my list. Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses. Christmas Wrapping is a song by the American new wave band, The Waitresses. It was first released on a 1981 compilation album, The Christmas Record, and also appeared on The Waitresses' 1982 EP, I Could Rule the World If I Could Get the Parts and... If I could get the parts, and numerous Christmas holiday compilation albums. It was written and produced by Chris Butler with vocals by Patty Donahue. The song received positive reviews all over. So here they are, The Waitresses with Christmas Wrapping. We all remember this one. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, John.
Ah, humbug, that's too strong, cause it is my favorite holiday. But all this year's been a busy blur, don't think I have the energy. Grab my already mad rush, just cause it's just the season.
Thank you, Chris.
The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. Had his number, but never the time. Most of anyone has along those lines. Halls,
thank you,
trees,
Billy D.
I just need to catch my breath. This room for 24 days, evergreen, sparkling snow. Get this winter over with. Flashback to springtime, saw him again. Would have been good to go for lunch. Couldn't agree, we're both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Did, of course, till summertime. Out to the beach to his butt, cried, darn you, no. This time it was me, sunburned in the third degree.
Now the calendar that is the waitresses with Christmas wrapping. And that's the last that I have for you guys. I'm going to play this one again for Miss Stella, for all you guys who weren't in here earlier. It is Miss Little Stella's birthday, one of Tuttle's little ones. I'm going to play this going out. So I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Happy birthday, Stella. Have a great day. Shake your booty, little girl. Happy birthday. You guys have a great rest of your day. I love you all. See you over at John's later. He comes on in a little bit. I'll be a little late. You guys have a great, great, great day, and I'll see you around Podbean. Bye. See you on Friday, guys. Be safe out there and be kind to one another. See you later. Bye.